Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms, actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Breaking news right now, Lee, while you are in the newsroom. This broke on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Trump telling Fox News he's... reconsidering bridge and power plant day for Iran. He's close to strikes. He also said, and this should have been weeks ago, he also said Iran has taken too long to negotiate a deal, and now they will pay the price. So I have a feeling, Lee, this has less to do with Iran negotiating, more to do with the New York Post absolutely taking the Trump and the administration to the woodshed this morning. I mean, absolutely brutal. Headline in, and look, they're big Trump supporters in the opinion page. Mm-hmm. They really are. Trump's advisors are letting Tehran play him for a sucker is the headline. And it gets worse for him after that.
And I can't say that they're wrong about
they're
that.
They're not.
I've like many conservatives, as much as I do not want a war, this is going on too long and there has been too little activity and too little response.
The United States must, out of necessity, respond to the attack, President Trump said, but said it would be a proportional strike, talking about the attack on our troops. And they said that's not enough. The president needs to show he's serious or Tehran will keep playing him for a sucker, as it has every president going back to Jimmy Carter. I mean, so for Jimmy Carter, Trump to be compared to Jimmy Carter, that had to hurt.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I think is going on here. Trump... really, and I think he saw Saudi Arabia and a lot of these Middle Eastern countries, you know, coming together behind us in Israel. He saw the real possibility of the Abraham Accords.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that would have been truly historic. Yep. I mean, nothing like it in 50 years. Absolute total win in the Middle East. It would have been legendary for him many decades later. And I think he got greedy. I think he's egotistical. That's what comes with being a narcissist. And look, we like the upside of the narcissist personality.
Yes.
No, and that's not a slam on him.
No,
do you remember me saying to you,
yeah,
when he came down the elevator, I want him because he's a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
I have one in my family. I understand them. If you have one in your family, it's like a sitcom every day. And people would be like, no, that would never happen. Oh, yes, it would.
Yeah.
They love to brawl. Okay, they thrive. And most human beings, there were no hospitals, you know what I'm saying? There was no surgical suite. We avoid conflict because if it, you know, ends in violence, we don't have a recovery mechanism, right? Narcissists are wired differently. They like to fight. We had no one like that in the Republican Party and everyone like that in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
So I love it. I think he's great. But he got greedy here. He wanted those Abraham Accords. He wanted to bring those countries in. And he just went too far. Here's the thing that has been driving me crazy for the last few weeks. It's the danger he's put our troops in and doing this. And it's the fact that he stopped by his own admission. I'm not going to play you the clip again. I mean, I guess I could to prove it to you. And I'll play it. That he only hit 70% of the targets. Okay, Lee, he left the other 30. That's bizarre. Here we go. I'll put it over here.
Is it accurate to say you think the combat operations are over and done? but there
No, I didn't say that. I said they are defeated, but that doesn't mean they're done. We could go in for two more weeks and do every single target. We've done probably 70% of them.
Okay. So but, I've been losing it online going, okay, so guess what? They fire at the airport in Kuwait. They fire at our bases in Iran and Kuwait. I mean, Iraq and Kuwait. They fire at our destroyers. And what do we do every time? This has happened three times the last 2 weeks. We go destroy their radar facilities. Why? For the love of the Lord, do they have radar facilities with which to target us? Mm-hmm. Why would you leave that? And we have this sort of parade of Fox News hosts who are military, you know, guys who are like, no, we're not, we haven't hit all the missile launchers. We haven't hit the radar facilities. I mean, did you see what Israel did a couple days ago? They blew up IRGC bunkers. Mm-hmm. Why do they have IRGC bunkers? We killed some of the leadership. To let them remain armed and put our troops in that danger every day. You know what I've been afraid of? And he's got to do this. I have been terrified Trump's Abbey Gate is coming. Because remember, Joe Biden let the Taliban control all the checkpoints for no reason, basically. And we lost those troops. Trump's Abbey Gate is coming if he doesn't buck up. And you know what? It's okay if we don't get the Abraham Accords. Nobody has done what Trump has done till now in the Middle East. Okay, finish it. Just finish it. And that means you're going to have to kill the Iranian leadership. They killed 42,000 people. They do not deserve to live. And they want to kill us. And by the way, Lee, when you have the foreign minister openly threatening us on X yesterday, I'm sorry, you're not within 2 to 3 days of a deal. You're not.
Yeah, that's the part I cannot figure.
Our powerful armed forces, he writes, talking about Iran's armed forces, will leave no attack or threat unanswered. Leave our region if you want to be safe. That's not 2 or 3 days away from a deal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's once again, I don't know why he keeps saying that. I wish that it were true. I really wish it was true. I want to see a deal. I want there to be something done. But he has got to have, number one, for it to be impossible for Iran to have the facilities or the ability to make a nuclear weapon. That has to happen. And the other thing that has to happen, their intercontinental ballistic missiles and their medium-range missiles have got to be eliminated. That cannot happen. And the Strait of Hormuz has got to be open for international traffic without any regulation by other nations in the area.
As Rebecca Heinrichs was explaining this morning, the radar works with the ballistic missiles. The ballistic missiles can do a lot of damage. Yep. They are firing them. They had a long-range missile we didn't even know they had, and they fired it at our base, joint base with the UK and Diego Garcia. We had service members on it at the time.
Which Trump's trying to buy now.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms, actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Good. Well, let's get it somehow. Because otherwise it's going to be China's. But here's the thing. I mean, you can't leave them with military hardware. You can't do it. I mean, and New York Post pointed this out. By one count, he said nearly there 38 times since he announced almost all the points of contention have been agreed to and that a 2-week period should allow the deal. We're now 10 weeks into that 2-week period. Yeah. And everything's going backwards. We're not getting the Abraham Accords, okay? We have got to finish these people off. And here's the thing that drives me nuts, okay? Because there's a lot of misunderstanding about this on our side, too. I see people put in the comments, well, it doesn't matter because, you know, this is a quagmire and we got to do something to get the Strait open. Yes. Kill them.
Yes.
Take out their radar facilities. Strait opens.
Yeah.
Trump has allowed them to control the Strait. It has been a choice. And it was the choice to allow them to keep 30% of their military facilities, hardware, and equipment. That is the choice he made.
And keeping Israel on a short leash.
Yeah, I don't get this. I mean, General Keane has said this. Americans think we did all that bombing in Iran. Actually, Israel did most of it.
Yeah.
Just let them off the chain.
Yeah.
Let them off the chain. And by the way, an Israeli media story's been out there that Netanyahu 2 days ago said, we can't count on Trump anymore. We can't count on America anymore. We're going to have to go forward. And whatever Trump says, Trump says.
Well, once again, you know, when you have... You don't have allies. You have interest.
Yes.
The problem is that Iran now is back to allowing Hezbollah to attack Israel in southern Lebanon and northern Israel. And so Israel is responding, as they should, as any sovereign nation would. And they should be hammering them. And they probably should be doing more. And I get the feeling that Trump is trying to keep Netanyahu to calm it down, to keep it to a low simmer, so that he can continue to try to make a deal. And I understand why he's trying to do this, but I just think this is flawed because you are never going to make a deal with Iranian leaders.
No.
The IRGC is a theologically, ideologically based thing that they are not rational players. They're crazy folks. I mean, that's just it. They are not rational players. This is not North Korea. This is not China. This is not Russia. This is not India. This is not Vietnam. This is an ideological madness that you are going to have to kill to stop.
Yes. And Trump understood that in the beginning of Epic Fury and then just lost his mind. But anyway, if you're just tuning in, Trump is now saying, and this is the good news, Iran has taken too long to negotiate a deal. They will pay the price. And he's hinting to Fox News that bridge and power plant day is back on the table. Yes, let Israel kill the leadership. You know why I think he hasn't killed the leadership? Again, he wants that feather in his cap of the Abraham Accords so bad. I think he wants them alive.
Well, yeah, so
he can negotiate. But it's not going to work, and it's going to get our troops killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be clear about one thing, okay? I would never support putting a single one of our troops in the line of fire ever to protect Israel.
Right.
I would not do. That's their problem, okay?
They can do it on their own.
But we are in as much danger from this country as Israel, bar none. When you fire a long-range ballistic missile at our base with not Israel, the UK in Diego Garcia, a missile you aren't even supposed to have, and it's got space in the conical head for a nuke. Thank God they didn't get one on the black market and put it in. What do people not understand about how much of a threat this is? To us, not Israel. I'm glad that they are there. I want them to do our dirty work. Just unleash them. Maybe we'll get the Abraham Accord someday. Maybe we won't. The greater service to humanity is killing off this homicidal leadership. Folks, understand. They think the Mahdi went into hiding in the 10th century and they can only bring him back. We think of the Mahdi as the Antichrist. They can only bring them back by starting a war with the West, specifically us and Israel, that has mass casualties, okay? You cannot cut a New York-style real estate deal with that. You can't opt out of it. You can only kill it. And we've got to kill to the last one. Look what they do to their own people. 42,000 dead for disagreeing with them. It's time. To just light the country up or let Israel do it. Get out of the way.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.